This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Claire Cleveland. Nearly 100 officers have left the Denver Police Department so far this year. But Police Chief Paul Pazin says it has more to do with the budget than recruiting. Pazin expects about 30 more officers to leave before the end of the year, but he says DPD plans to get back to full force thanks to an expanded 2022 budget. The department's proposed budget comes in around $246 million, a 7% increase over this year. Cannabis sales in Denver hit a new milestone during the pandemic. CPR's Matt Morritt has more.
Denver cannabis customers spent more money on weed last year than the entire state of Colorado spent during the first year of legalization. Nearly $175 million worth of cannabis was purchased in 2020, according to a new report by Denver's Department of Excise and Licenses. The state's tax haul from those sales was more than $70 million. While Denver accounted for nearly half of Colorado's cannabis sales in 2014, it made up less than a third of the state's sales in 2020, a sign of how rapidly dispensaries have expanded statewide. I'm Matt Morritt, CPR News.
The University of Colorado system will not name a new president until next spring at the earliest. The search is expected to formally begin in early December. Regents will spend the next several months searching for community members from around the state to serve on the search committee. Mark Kennedy voluntarily left his role as president in June. This is CPR News and KRCC.